This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is September 21st, 2008. Right now, the Lord is speaking, and he's acting. He's both speaking and acting in the earth today. And my appeal is that you acknowledge what the Lord is speaking, that you hear his voice and obey him and do what he says and recognize what his mighty hand is doing in the earth today. I have a special guest today named Scotty Biscosi. She's a good friend of one of my dearest friends. And the Spirit of the Lord is indeed speaking to her today, has given her a prophetic word. And I want her to share with you what God has been speaking. Hello, Scotty.
Trevor, so nice to be with you.
Thank you. Well, I know the Lord's doing something really awesome and mighty, and we all want to be close to the Lord.
Yes, amen.
And we want to be obedient to him. And if we do that, it'll be well with us, no matter what happens.
That's right.
Because we're in the palm.
You're right.
Yes.
Oh, we forget that, don't we?
Yes. So, I mean, these are ominous days, and there's going to be fearful sights, but the Lord has told us these things before they even happen.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Well, Scotty, what I've heard from our friend Dolly Weber, that you just recently you went through some turmoil yourself. Tell us about that.
In fact, I would have to say that it has taken me to a point of, as so many of us do get to, of saying, "Lord, if you don't deliver me, I shall surely die." But recently, the Lord, today, especially this morning, the Lord spoke pretty heavily to me after being driven out of my home due to the hurricane that hit us, Hurricane Ike in Houston, which is where I live right now, and becoming extremely ill to the point of not being able to function or speak. My total voice was taken away.
Wow.
I left the town and went to take a little refuge in a hotel in Austin, and during that time really sought the Lord for some direction.
Well,
knowing as though that, you know, surely this pressure cooker I'm in, there must be a reason.
So you were actually there with this huge hurricane, Ike, and you live in Dallas, was it, Texas?
I live in Houston.
Houston. And you had to leave. You had to leave your home, and now you feel sick, but you looked up from
right.
Where...
Exactly. Where else can you look? When you come to the end of yourself, where else can you go but to the Lord? There's only so much we can do in the natural. And so then when you come to that point, it's probably the best point to be at, because that's when we become the most frail, and that is when God can absolutely deliver us. Yes, I was 45 miles away from Galveston. I praise God that my family and myself were not injured in any way. Our home, due to several prayer chains across the United States, were praying for us. Our houses were one of the few that were not touched at all. I had a bent over tree and a little fence damage, but my home in itself had not been touched, nor did was my niece's home. And I praise God for that, because I know that it was his hand. It was almost like many of us were feeling like it was the Passover. You could actually hear people saying, we could hear the trees falling on neighbors' homes, and yet it wasn't coming near us. It was an experience that goes beyond description.
That is awesome. So in other words, God, while at the same time judgment coming into the land, he was delivering those that were trusting in him.
That is true. Absolutely true. And at this point, you know, this weekend, I came to a point where I said, you know, Lord, the enemy is attempting to take my life. I mean, I am sick. I am drawn down. My body aches. I have had more physical problems than I have ever had in my entire life. And I generally am a very healthy person. And I knew it was a spiritual attack, but I just couldn't figure out what that spiritual attack was all about, because it's been ongoing for some time. But this is what the Lord gave to me. He says, when the enemy has committed to take your life, be still and listen for my still small voice. And then he gave me 1 Kings 19. Isn't that the most powerful passage? You know, every time I read it over and over and over again, it's just so powerful. The power of a living God. Here's Ahab. He has just witnessed the power of the living God when the probably thinking, that's enough. And now I'm really mad. And her anger burned, and her hate led her to vow to kill Elijah. Why? Because she was jealous of the power that was instilled in Elijah. Her God couldn't do what Elijah's God could.
Amen.
It made her look foolish to the masses. Now, you would think after experiencing all that power, Elijah would be able to just stand up to her in the presence of her declaration and get right in her face and declare the power of the living God. But no, he doesn't. When he hears that she's going to kill him, he got afraid. Hello? He got afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Right after seeing the move of the Spirit of the living God of Israel being filled and driven under the power to experience God in an extraordinary way, he forgot that and became afraid. He ran for his life, as if God wasn't big enough to handle this puny pagan priestess. After all he had just done, you'd think he'd buy that. And where does he go, ironically? To Beersheba in Judah. That's called a place of praise. Judah is being the praise, where Jacob made his devoted oath to follow Jehovah. But there was no praise for Abba and Elijah. He forgot his oath in the process and went into the desert to whine. He wanted to die. How many times have you and I said that? He prayed it. He actually prayed it, that he might do so. To wallow in his, he sat there and swallowed in his self-pity and yelled out before God, I have had enough. His words, in essence, I can't take this anymore. I would rather be dead. My life is no better than those who have passed on before me. So what's the use? I can't win here. We've lived this every day of our lives. If we are walking with the Lord, we are experiencing that feeling all the time. For they mocked Elijah all the time. But just in that moment, God sends an angel. When you just can't take another step, remember, despite all the experiences we've had with the Lord, if the negative overtakes us and weighs us down to the point of death, God always will hear your cry and send an angel, who in this case said, get up and eat. There by his head a cake baked on coals, often called an ash cake, and a jar of water, the present for him to eat. The cake, to me, represents the bread of life, and the water, the spirit of the Holy Spirit. But you see, he did eat, and he did drink the water. Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. Often the journey is too much for us, too. But we need to continue to eat the Word of God and be filled by the Spirit of the living God. Has God called you who are exhausted from the battle to the point of death? You just wish Jesus would come today because this world holds nothing for you but pain and suffering. Nonetheless, for Elijah, but he ate again. And the word says he was strengthened by that particular food. And that he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. Horeb means a place of being parched like a drought, where the earth cracks open priestess of Satan got in his face and threatened him to death. How did Elijah get here? How could we or he have forgotten so quickly the fire from heaven, the power placed on him to lead? Yet in his quaking, the Lord says to him, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. When fear comes, go to the mountain and wait for the Lord to pass by. The wind will come and it will blow